مبادرة ضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت المتطوع محمد سباهي. مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للثالث الثانوي الأدبي. كتاب الأنشطة Activity Book. الوحدة الأولى بعنوان World Issues. الدرس الثاني بعنوان Migration، من صفحة 9 حتى 13. التمرين الأول. 1. You are going to read an article about why animals migrate at certain times of the year. Which is the best definition of the verb to migrate? A. Move somewhere to find work. B. Sleep during the winter. C. Travel to live in a warmer place. The answer is travel to live in a warmer place. والآن ننتقل إلى نص القراءة. Animal migration. المقطع الأول. When we talk about animal migration, we mean the movement of an animal from the place where it has been living to a different place, and the return journey to that animal's original home. Most animal migrations are recurrent events which happen at certain times of the year. Animals usually migrate to find food or to raise their young. المقطع الثاني. Incredibly, most migrating animals follow the same route every year and from generation to generation. Land animals may cross mountains or forage through rivers, while birds and insects travel extensive distances, sometimes across continents and oceans. Fish and other sea creatures may migrate halfway around the world. For example, the gray whale can travel as much as 20,000 kilometers. المقطع الثالث. Many animals migrate to northern regions during the northern summer, because the long summer days mean that there is always plenty of food. In the autumn, when the weather gets colder, many animals migrate south to find food and warmer weather, the southern summer. Some animals migrate every year during the two journeys in one year, but others migrate only if they need to find food or for more temperate weather. التمرين الثاني. Read the article and answer these questions. A. Why do animals migrate? Why do others not migrate? The answer is animals migrate to find food or to raise their young. Others do not migrate because they don't have the same needs. B. Why do animals migrate northwards in summer and southwards in winter? The answer is the days are longer in the north in the summer, so food is more available. In the south, it is warmer than in the north's winter month. C. Do all animals make the same number of migrations every year? The answer is some animals migrate every year, doing the two journeys in one year, but others migrate only if they need to find food or for more temperate weather. D. What do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of migration? The answer is students' own answers. يمكنك الإجابة على هذا السؤال بعدة طرق. التمرين الثالث. Read the article again. Are these statements true or false? A. Animal migration always involves returning the same season. The answer is false. It can be different seasons. B. Most animals migrate to escape from their enemies. The answer is false. To find food and raise their young. C. Many animals migrate at the same time every year. The answer is true. D. Animals make the same journeys as their mothers and fathers did. The answer is true. E. Many animals migrate south in the summer. The answer is false. To the north. F. Finding food is rarely the main reason for a migration. The answer is false. One of the main reasons. التمرين الرابع. Match these words and phrases from the article with their meanings. A. Temperate. With. 5. Having mild temperatures. A. معتدل. B. Raise. With. 6. Bring up children. A. يربي صغارا. C. Creature. With. 7. A living thing or an animal. A. مخلوق أو كائن حي أو حيوان. D. Extensive. With. 3. Very long. A. طويل جدا. E. Original. With. 1. First. A. الأول أو أصلي. F. With. 4. Occurring often or repeatedly. A. يحدث بشكل متكرر. G. Forge. With. 2. Advance steadily. A. يتقدم بثبات. Vocabulary. التمرين الأول. Answer these interview questions in words using the information in brackets. Example. How many students are there in your class? In brackets, 25. And the answer is, there are 25 students in my class. A. When was your school opened? In brackets, 1975. And the answer is, it was opened in 1975. B. What's the address of the school? In brackets, 17 10th Avenue. And the answer is, the address is 17 10th Avenue. C. How many students go to your school? In brackets, about 1,750. And the answer is, about 1,750 students go to my school. التمرين الثاني. Now rewrite the underlined phrases in these sentences as numbers. Example. My brother was born in 2004. 2004 is 2004. A. I scored 70% I scored 76% in my English exam. And the answer is 76% is 7-6%. B. There were two world wars in the 20th century. And the answer is 20th is 20th. 20th. C. The population of Egypt is about 75 million. And the answer is 75 million is 75,000,000. D. There are 100 centimes in one Algerian dinar. And the answer is 100 is 100. التمرين الثالث. Choose the correct words to complete these sentences. A. Some human activities are 1. Destroying 2. Destruction the natural world. And the answer is destroying. Some human activities are destroying the natural world. B. Unemployment is falling as more people find 1. Permanent 2. Permanently work. And the answer is permanent. Unemployment is falling as more people find permanent work. C. Average 1. Earn 2. Earnings are expected to double in the next 10 years. And the answer is earnings. Average earnings are expected to double in the next 10 years. D. It has been a 1. Disaster 2. Disastrous year for the tea industry. And the answer is disastrous. It has been a disastrous year for the tea industry. E. Storms caused the 1. Destroyed 2. Destruction of most of the crops. And the answer is destruction. Storms caused the destruction of most of the crops. Grammar. Talking about past events. التمرين الأول. Complete the story of a family who left England to live in Syria. Use the past simple or past perfect form of the verbs between parentheses. Write two forms if they are both possible. المقطع الأول. In 1975, my family 1. Left England on an aeroplane. 5 hours later, we 2. Arrived in Damascus, Syria. My mother 3. Was or had been worried about the plane journey because she is scared of flying. But there, 4, was no turbulence and she, 5, slept through the trip. المقطع الثاني. In Syria, my family, 6, lived in a lovely apartment, which was 7, provided by my father's new job. My father helped to run an engineering firm that 8, built bridges. We 9, went to an international school and 10, attended school with children from all over the world. At first, it, 11, was difficult getting used to being away from home. But we all, 12, worked hard to fit in. And the locals, 13, were very friendly. In 1986, my family and I, 14, returned to England. But I, 15, loved or had loved my time in Syria. I, 16, had learned so much about an interesting culture, and 17 had made so many good friends. التمرين الثاني. Match a sentence from list A with another from list B. Then complete the sentences with two verbs, one in the past simple and the other in the past perfect. List A. A. I went to the doctor's this morning. B. I had dreamt of visiting China for many years. C. My sister and her husband moved into a new flat at the weekend. D. My father retired last year. E. I wasn't surprised that he fell asleep at the wheel of his car. F. He had looked for work for only 2 weeks. List B. 1. Before that, they had lived with her husband's parents. 2. He had driven nearly 1,000 kilometers without a break. 3. He had worked for the same company all his life. 4. Then yesterday, he was offered 2 jobs. 5. I had felt ill during the night. 6. Last year, I spent 2 months there. And the answers are A. With 5. I went to the doctor's this morning. I had felt ill during the night. B. With 6. I had dreamt of visiting China for many years. Last year, I spent 2 months there. C. With 1. My sister and her husband moved into a new flat at the weekend. Before that, they had lived with her husband's parents. D. With 3. My father retired last year. He had worked for the same company all his life. E. With 2. I wasn't surprised that he fell asleep at the wheel of his car. He had driven nearly 1,000 kilometers without a break. F. With 4. He had looked for work for only 2 weeks. Then yesterday, he was offered 2 jobs. Writing. Describing a sequence of events in the past. التمرين الأول. Read this student's essay and put the sentences in the correct order. السؤال ترتيب لمجموعة جمل موجودة لنحصل على وصف ليلة لا تنسى. A night to remember. سوف نقرأ مباشرة الترتيب الصحيح حيث يعتمد الحل على التسلسل المنطقي للأحداث. A night to remember. C. I had gone to bed just after midnight, and I was only half asleep when the wind started blowing. A. 10 minutes later, my bedroom window shattered with a terrible crash. B. Immediately, I leapt out of bed and rushed into my brother's bedroom to check that Tarek and Hani were all right. When I went into their bedroom, I found Tarek staring out of the window watching the storm. G. Our younger brother, Hani, was still sleeping peacefully. D. Luckily, he had not been woken by the noise of the wind and rain. E. Next, Tarek and I went to check that our parents were okay. We knocked on their bedroom door. H. There was no reply, so we opened the door and went in. F. Our mother was still sleeping, but our father was already dressed and doing everything he could to protect our house from the storm. التمرين الثاني. Look at your complete version of the story and underline the words or phrases which helped you to work out the correct order. This may be time or sequence words and phrases, like 10 minutes later, or pronouns, like he. And the answers are 10 minutes later, immediately, when I went into their bedroom, our, or our younger brother, he had not woken, next, no reply, our mother.
التمرين الثالث.
Choose something that actually happened to you or use your imagination to make up a story. Use some of the linking words and phrases that you found in the example story. Write 100 to 120 words.
سؤال كتابة يرجع حله إلى الطالب. انتهى الدرس وانتهى التسجيل.